You know, we've been below average, and it's actually, we've been okay. It's just 4-6 we've been terrible at. So that's kind of brought the whole average down. So it's kind of something, you know, we want to make sure that our third down percentage complete or conversion rate is over 40%. You know, so we want to every game try and be at that number or higher. And I thought guys did a good job this week protecting up front and getting open. You know, we were able to do that.
Throwing the ball for almost 200 yards in the first half of the last two games. How comfortable are you right now, and do you feel like you're playing some of the best football of your career?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I mean, we're a running team first. I think there's no secret about that. I think everybody knows it, but that doesn't mean we don't have the ability to throw the ball. You know, we run the ball because that's what we're most effective at. That's how we can control the game and control the clock, keep the other offense off the field. So that's what we do, you know, and we're good at it. So when there's times that we need to throw the ball, we're good at that too. We got guys outside that can win. We got guys up front that can block extremely well, and we can make plays, you know, down the field in the pass game as well.
How impressed were you with the O-line having to juggle that late in the week?
It was incredible. You know, AJ goes down Friday or whatever. Shat goes to center, which he's been playing, but Brandon goes to guard. Cam comes back. You know, against Geno Atkins, who's one of the best three techs in the league, you know, Brandon bounces over to guard and plays extremely well. So I think, you know, it's a credit to those guys and, you know, how, I guess, well-rounded they are and the ability to kind of move around and play different positions.
When you threw that pass to Cole, were you sort of thinking it was incomplete?
Yeah, I was like, oh, damn it. And then he made that play, and I was like, oof. That was unbelievable. You know, he did a good job. He got off press coverage, and I think it was Pac-Man over there got up in him a little bit. But you know, he did a good job winning, and then obviously made an unbelievable catch. Kind of, you know, part of us converting on third downs is guys making good plays like that.
Bob, you've had A-Rod make a bunch of great catches. Does that one rank in terms of you?
Yeah, I mean, that's by far one of the best catches I've ever seen or been a part of. You know, to turn around like that and snag it one-handed. And you know, kind of keep us on the field in a big situation. I thought it was an unbelievable job by Keelan.
Blake, did you get the game plan that would have you throwing so much?
You know, it wasn't necessarily pass heavy this week. You know, 2 weeks ago against Indy, you know, we had run the ball a lot in big personnel packages, so we wanted to show that we could throw it out of it too. So it was an emphasis against Indy a couple weeks ago. But this week it was kind of, you know, we were back to being balanced and doing, you know, what we thought we did well. And, you know, it just so happened that more pass plays or deeper pass plays were called this week, and we were able to convert on them. And I think, you know, anytime you convert on those plays and pick up big chunks, that gives, you know, Nathaniel Hackett the confidence to keep calling it and continuing to do that stuff.
Blake, Doug brought up Perfect's comments earlier this week. Did you see those? What was your reaction and what's your response after obviously winning the game?
Yeah, you know, somebody showed me it, and, you know, that's fine. You know, I think Cincinnati has a bit of a reputation for the type of guys they are, and I think you saw a little bit of that today. But, you know, I thought we did a good job as a team. You know, I thought Jalen getting thrown out was BS, and I thought we did a good job, you know, guys kind of keeping their head because they've had that reputation of doing stuff like that. You know, so I thought we did a good job of just, you know, playing as hard as you possibly can between the whistles and beating the crap out of them.
Go ahead, Sam.
Blake, I don't know if any of us saw it. I know I didn't, but there's a lot of chatter on social media about a conversation you were having with Doug at the end of the game that was caught on TV.
Yeah, I wanted to score, and he wanted to take a knee. So, I, you know, looking back at it now, totally agree. It's a smart play. But at the time, in the moment, playing against those guys, you know, I wanted to score again.
And not to be a downer, but did you just miss Mercedes, or did you expect him to keep running?
You know, I looked over there, and you know, the play is for him to run up the sidelines, right? But when you get that open, it's kind of, let's just play football. So when I got outside the pocket and had to make a guy miss and took my eyes off of him, you know, and he had turned around, obviously, just wide open. And, you know, I thought he stayed on the run. So we just got to, you know, I should have just thrown it right at him. And it would have been an easy touchdown.
You know, but how long was it before you found out that Leonard was not going to play today? And secondly, you had that play with Mercedes where you overthrew him, but you came back the very next play. I think it was Ivory who ran for the first down off of that. How confident are you in this running game at this point?
Yeah, you know, we found out about Leonard late. You know, he had gotten reps all week long, and then obviously we found out about that a little late. But, you know, we've seen, obviously, 2 weeks ago against Indy, what, you know, Chris and TJ and Corey can do. So we're comfortable with them and confident with them in that room. I mean, we got a really good group of backs, and they do a good job. And, you know, the guys up front are able to create holes. You know, so missing Sadie's on that one and then being able to bounce back and Chris breaks a big run. You know, I think it just kind of shows how balanced of a team we can be, you know, how guys can kind of pick each other up after, you know, a big missed opportunity like that.
Five and three at the halfway point, Blake. Has this passing game evolved like you wanted to?
Yeah, you know, I think so. We've talked about it kind of here and there. Anytime, you know, Allen Robinson or a guy of that caliber goes down, it's going to be a challenge to pick up that slack and make up for that loss of production. And I think those guys have done an unbelievable job. You know, I think not only them, but I think our running backs have done a really good job out of the backfield. And, you know I feel comfortable and confident every week with our game plan going into it that, you know, if this turns into a shootout and we got to throw it and put up points, that, you know, we have the ability to do that.
Like, what's it mean for this team to string together two straight wins and also first win at Everbank?
I think it's huge. You know, it's kind of a double whammy. You know, we talked about it for a long time. You know, more so the let's win at home thing, because that needs to be an advantage. You know, it needs to be a positive for us to play here in Jacksonville in front of our fans. You know, and there was, you know, I don't think there was a rhyme or reason on why we hadn't won. You know, I think we just didn't play good. You know, we had played better this season so far away than we have at home, and I think we were kind of able to flip the script on that today.
Blake, I know you just finished playing the game, but do you feel like this is the best game you've played personally all season?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, I have no idea what the numbers are or anything like that, but, you know, I felt really comfortable. The past couple of weeks, you know, I felt really comfortable. You know, obviously the numbers vary and things like that, you know, vary, but I felt good all year long. You know, I feel good going into each week. I feel comfortable. You know, I know as an offense, guys feel good and ready to go. And there's obviously different things that happen on Sunday and, you know, adversity and stuff like that that you got to figure out, make corrections on and overcome. But, you know, I think, you know, overall it was a really good offensive showing, and I think it was a good team win.